Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All righty, Steining Guru here. Happy afternoon to everybody. We're getting there.
Closing it's Friday,
in on,
baby.
Closing in on it. Yep. And, you know, I see everybody lined up. Wanting to talk a little bit about Father's Day. We got a little special guest here. And because of that, all guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands and Lathrop? Let's welcome in Mr. Fab, community Fabby. Activist, artist, and a lot of other things. And Fabby, here's how I'm going to start. You know, we got Father's Day coming up on Sunday, and we're all huge sports fans. And, you know, I don't know specifically, but did your love of sports emanate from either of your parents?
First of all, one love, man. I appreciate you guys always having us on a Fabby Friday special edition,
oh,
man.
Dang.
You know I come through in the clutch, man. You hear me? So I'll give thanks and praise for that. Kind of not really. Mm. my parents were... My parents were in the streets, man. They were hustlers.
Gotcha.
And, you know, they may have had some childhood aspirations to do some things, but they were more athletic. They were trapleets over athletes.
Gotcha. Well, let me ask you this, and I don't even know this, Fabby. You're a father, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, do you pass any of your sports love on to your children?
I do, actually. My daughter is a super Warriors fan. She loves basketball, and she loves sports. She loves the entertainment side of it. And then with my son, just in the discovery of what he is learning to love and kind of following where he is. I see he picks up the basketball, he picks up the baseball, and so I'm just waiting for those things to develop before I pour it and try to force it on them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Fabby, I got like 100 questions, but I got to start with one. Obviously, the Warriors aren't in the finals. I'm not hating on the Pacers and Thunder. I'm enjoying it. But I never knew, Fab, and I mean this, that the WNBA would hit like this in the Bay Area. I know you're front row, Fabby, when it comes to the Dubs, but can you share with us your thoughts on this scrappy young Valkyrie team, and have you been out there yet?
Man, seen the upset the other night, them – knocking off the good team, man. They didn't think that they'd be able to do it. Watching those ladies out there, man, just bring, just a great lineup. You know, Kate Martin and Veronica and Kayla. Watching the things that they're doing, it's like, okay, this is. I love basketball, and I won't put a gender to it. Mm. So to watch anybody go out there and compete is amazing. The Valkyries are going out, and I think they're going to make a name for themselves. And then the environment in the area is just a beautiful space to come to. So I don't see why wouldn't another superstar, another player come out and want to come play with them. The hopes is to get Juju. After she heals up, we get Juju. It's a wrap.
Yeah,
they
might be too good by then, but we'll see. Mr. Fab joining us on 95.7 The Game. Hey, let me ask you about when the A's were in town playing the Giants at Oracle Park, you were asked to throw out the first pitch.
Abby!
How was that, and what kind of reaction did you get? And, you know, what were you representing out there?
I represent the Bay Area, man. I love the Bay. I've always been a longtime Oakland A's fan, but I would be a liar to say that I wasn't a Giants fan as well. I mean, who could hate on, you know, Kevin Mitchell, Will Clark, Scott Williams, and everything. I mean, Matt Williams. And everything else that those guys had in the 90s, man, it was just like watching those rivalries was crazy. The Giants and the A's, it was always Bay Area love, the sports fan. So I was looking at some of my baseball cards the other day, and I was like, damn, these were the days. I used to love these guys. But I went out there representing the baseball. I can't just baseball and the love for Bay Area sports. I can't lie and say I wasn't hurt by the A's and the way that they treated the city of Oakland, man. It's been definitely kind of like – it's one of those things that's hard to digest. Like, this is a team that we gave our everything to. I was one of those guys that I always, you know, I wanted to be a bad boy. I used to go to the games early and do the autographs and, you know, and pester and from Dave Henderson to Ricky Henderson to Kearney Lansford to, you know, everybody that you could name. Bob Welch. I still have a baseball that was signed by Bob Welch. Man, I used to throw a forkball when I was young. I used to think I was the illest. And so watching these guys, man, like, you know, I think one of the greatest infields that the A's used to have, me and my guys, we were like the Black Mike Gallego and Walt Weiss. We used to think that we were everything on that infield. So it was tough, man, just watching the mishandling of you know, what the ownership had did and just the disrespect of how they did to the A's in Oakland. And so it kind of hurts, man. It kind of hurts looking at the A's, watching them move away, just like any other sports franchise that has left Oakland and has abandoned us. We've had it rough in the city of Oakland, but I went out there representing the Bay Area, man. The San Francisco Giants organization are great. They have great community relationships. They're trying their best to involve members of the Bay Area, the Bay Destrians, to get involved with the sports and putting people on top tier. You see, LaRussell has a great anthem going on with them, and E40 is a longtime Giants supporter. So many more people coming out to just support baseball in the Bay.
Fab, I got to tell you this, man, and that's all great stuff. I really look up to you, and I look up to you in the sense that you got the key to Oakland because of what you do in the community, and a lot of people in different facets of life give back, some with the wallet. And I'm not hating, but Fabby, you give back with your words, man. I tune in on your walks, your testimonials. You have the community, and then you have the Black community, and there's a lot going on, and you don't run from any subject. And the other day, and this is kind of lighthearted here, I'm just thinking about the memories I have here in the Bay, and I watch you talk about you bringing possibly back 3-on-3 basketball. Help me if I'm wrong, the Hoop It Up. But I'm like, does he have a team where you come up with these ideas? But can you speak to that if you're bringing that back to the town or the Bay?
Almost definitely. That's June 21st and 22nd in San Jose. It's a super a partnership with some of the guys and bringing up Hoop It Up. Some of the founding members of Hoop It Up will be involved. You know, that's a great situation, man. But like you say, man, I'm a longtime sports fan. I'm a super huge just Bay Area dude, man. And I don't run from it. You know, if you ask me my obligation and my community, I always speak on behalf of, you know, my like Black individuals, I'm so prideful, but, you know, pro-Black doesn't mean anti anything else.
Right.
So we must understand that, you know, injustices to any is an injustice to all. So if you see me advocating for, you know, alongside with my Asian activists, that's not me trying to do anything to get any, you know, good favor with the Asian community. They were my brothers. I grew up with members of my community. We're all intertwined, especially in the Bay and especially in Oakland. Wow. If you see me in the frontline advocacy or marching with my, you know, my brown Mexican brothers and Latino brothers and sisters, that's because that.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
That's true. I had my nanny from the age of 5 to 16 was the sweetest Mexican woman in the world. And you know what I'm saying? This is a woman that I spent more time with her than I did my real family.
Wow.
You know, so with me, I'm just a Bay Area kid, man. So I'm going to always represent and speak for people that can't speak up for themselves, or when they do speak up, their microphones aren't loud enough. So I'm going to be the amplified voice to bring attention and awareness to the struggles of what our people go through that people try to turn a blind eye to. So I'm going to always, I'm not going to shy away from anything, but I'll always, my obligation is to my pigmentation. I love my black people, but that doesn't mean that I love anybody else less.
I love it.
Great
Fabby, you're the best, buddy.
Hey, man, thank you so much for joining us.
Right
Fabby,
on, Fab.
Really, a lot of positivity. This is a day for it.
And happy Father's Day to you.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Man, big happy Father's Day to all that it applies to. I would love to see you guys try to make it out next Wednesday, June 18th, to Thug Therapy, where I'll be having Ryan Coogler. Me and Ryan Coogler will be sitting down at Desi's Lounge.
Wow.
And we'll be having an intimate conversation just about the wellness of men's mental health. We do know that June is Men's Mental Health Awareness Month, and we need to be out to go advocate about that, because many of us will tell you that we're all right and that we're good, but deep down we're suffering and we're fighting silent wars. And that applies to many of us, whether we admit it or not. That doesn't mean rich, poor, however your social status or public status may be. You are not exempt from going through some mental hurdles. So next week,
wow, man,
that's what we're going to be doing.
I love you, fam.
Fabby,
for real,
thank you
man.
So much, man. We'll put out the word Thug Therapy with Ryan Coogler.
And don't
Desi's
be surprised
Lounge.
To see me Wednesday. I told you we got to get out
man,
there.
I would love to see you, bro. That'd be the apple of my eye. Like, okay, come on, man. We're touching the masses.
Thanks, man.
Fabby. Love y'all, man. Yeah, thank y'all for what y'all doing. Keep
reference. I appreciate you. That's Mr. Fab.
My obligation is to my pigment study. Oh, man. Good dude, man.
Yeah, he is.
No doubt.
He is a good guy, real good guy. And, I've had the chance to meet him a few times. No drip needed.
Yeah.
He's always
got
been,
some good seats at the
he's always been Chase
Center. Yeah. And I got our special guest. He'll be coming up soon to give us his.
I don't know who it is.
Yeah.
But,
you like surprises? Yeah. I know.
Do I like surprises?
Well, the good ones you like.
Good.
Yeah, no doubt.
If they're good.
Is there really a bad surprise?
Yeah, you having to wake up to move in Daryl on Father's Day.
Yeah, I'm trying to effort
Little
Mia. But yeah, I'm trying to effort Mia, too.
Don't forget, coming up in a half hour, we got Ron Wotus, NBC Sports Bay Area, and he's also a special assistant to Buster Posey. We'll get back into the San Francisco Giants. Of course, they got a big 3-game series against the Dodgers, which starts tonight. Ron Wotus in a half hour. But till then, we're sharing some Father's Day love, Father's Day stories, and asking our listeners, essentially, tell us a story about Pops that helped you learn to love sports. Or was he a big reason why you ended up being such a big sports fan that you listen to sports talk radio, quite frankly. Let's go to, how about Joseph in Sunnyvale? He's been hanging. Hey, Joseph, how you doing?
Hey, guys, I'm doing great. Thank you for taking my call. Happy Friday.
Yeah, same to you.
I got you.
Hey, I just wanted to share some memories about my dad and how he got me into sports. Growing up in Berkeley, he would take me and my siblings out to Memorial Stadium, see the Cal Bears football all the time, most weekends. I got to see a lot of the greats play in college, Aaron Rodgers, Marshawn Lynch, DeSean Jackson. And, you know, even when we couldn't swing tickets, we'd be out there. They called it the fun zone on the field hockey pitch right next to the stadium. And I would be there playing catch football with my friends. We'd be Randy Mossing it into the beer garden. And we'd be having a great time. Sometimes we'd hike up there on Tightwad Hill up on the Big C, watch the game from there. So
that's
my
awesome.
Dad was a great person, and he took us to a lot of Cal games. Now I'm a dad myself. I have a daughter. She's almost 3 months old now. I can't wait to take her to games, take her to the Valkyries, and just continue the traditions.
That's awesome.
That's
hey,
beautiful.
How old do you think you were when you started going to those Cal games, Joseph?
Oh, man. I was so big going there from 5 years old and on.
Awesome, man. Thanks for sharing it, Joseph. Appreciate the call.
That's great stuff, man. All right, we got the special guest. Now, go to it, call him, and you know him. And he's one of the Joe.
Hold on. Go ahead.
What do we got to do?
If he's a guest, you got to read it.
Oh, all guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop? And this is guy I just thought about, Stani, because he reminds me of me. What are you laughing at?
Lathrop.
That's what I said,
you
Lathrop.
You said Lathrop.
All right.
You asked me to do it.
Butcher boy Joe Shasky.
Ah, the butcher.
What's up, Butch?
You know, Guru, you asked me to do this, and I was contemplating whether I should or not. And then I go, you know what? For Steiny, I'll do it, because I know how much he despises that you and me have a friendship.
Look at him. Oh, what's he know? But, Butch, I'm tearing up on this show, and we didn't even know we were going down this avenue about Father's Day. I met your lovely father. I know, you know, what he meant to you and your family, but I want to hear from you how you were given the love of sports from your pops.
Wow. I mean, what a loaded question. I mean, from the beginning of my birth, there are photos of me before I even remember in a 49er beanie with my dad holding me, and he's got a Niner hat on, him wearing Giants gear, and me and him at Candlestick. I mean, there's balls that I have when I was 3, 4, 5 years old sitting in the pavilion, at the family pavilion at Candlestick, like, it's before I could even be cognizant as a human being. And so it's so ingrained. It's like the chicken or the egg. I mean, I'm literally having a golf round right now at Harding with my brother. We're on the first hole here. I just piped one right down the middle. Stiney, you'd be jealous. And basically, like, you know, golf is something that I shared in my 20s and 30s and into my 40s with my dad. And like, we're missing him today because today's his birthday. And, you know, he's always with us. He was part of our crew, our 4-man, 5-man crew to go out golfing. And so, like, without my dad, and I'm very lucky, I'm very blessed. Like, without my dad, we wouldn't have this passion, this love of life and sports. And, you know, all my buddies called him coach because he coached everyone for years. And the more and more I get older, I realize it's not about being like a fundamental X's and O's coach, though he was great at that. It's about being like a life coach and a male mentor and a positive influence and somebody that you could call the old 415-585 number back in the day. You guys remember all the old numbers?
Yes,
and my dad would, without question, pick us up wherever, whenever, and we'd all just pile into the truck. And, you know, a lot of people don't know their dads, or maybe they had a horrible relationship with their dad. He was not perfect by any means. I mean, he embraced his flaws, but without him, I wouldn't be the man I am today. And sports is 100% ingrained in that relationship. We bonded through it.
Wow, Butch, and I got to say this before you go, Steiny, and I don't want to get too religious on people, but you lose your pops. We all lost him, Papa Shasky. And then you're gifted your brand new son, and I'm watching you on social media or in person just basically do the tools that pops passed down, man. It's just incredible.
You know, it was the hardest year of my life last year and the best year of my life. I had to say goodbye to one of my best friends, my father, and it's been really difficult, but also we've been very blessed and be able to have my son, and boy, where would I be without his joy in my life right now? And I'm passing those same things on that my dad did with me to him, and he's obsessed. I get home, ball. We watch Warrior games. We watch baseball. He sits in the dugout. I mean, he empties an entire bucket of balls at a baseball practice. But it's the same thing. I feel like history's repeating itself. And, you know, we're very blessed, all three of us, to have moms and dads in our lives that love us and care for us. And so, like, I always think about these days with Father's Day. There are a lot of young men that don't have a father, but maybe they have an uncle or an aunt or a guardian or a mother or someone else. There's a lot of people who can't be fathers for whatever reason. And, you know, it's a tough weekend for some people.
Yeah.
But also be thankful and grateful for what you do have and who might be in your life. And while they're alive, call them and tell them you love them and share that moment with them, you know? Like, I know I'm a raging lunatic with wins and losses, but this is part of the religion of the Shasky family. There's the Catholic Church part, and then there's the, hey, we love the Giants, Niners, and Warriors to the point where we'll rip our hair out part. So, like, that's part of what my dad taught me, man. You live life to the fullest. Treat people well and do the best you can to not, you know, have your wife divorce you.
Last one, Joe. Where do you come down on Father's Day? Is that for the family, or is it for whatever the hell the dad wants to do?
Well, first off, you better get him either a gift card to Golf Mart or his favorite kind of golf balls. Like, for me, it's a box of Pro V1s that never goes bad, right? But it's also about, like, hanging out with your family. It's a gauntlet. It's different than Mother's Day. That is no doubt about it. It is different than Mother's Day. But I think you got to do something special with them or leave them the hell alone and let them do whatever they want to do. It's one or the other. It really depends on the kind of dad you have. But I remember watching Dustin Johnson choke one away at Chambers Bay with my dad. I remember game 7 of the NBA Finals 2016 where me and my dad got banished from the upstairs room by my wife. So this is part of life, man. We ate Father's Day dinner in dead silence, and my wife said that I ruined the day because the Warriors lost the game, and I couldn't grow up and get over it. And I said to you, you just don't get it.
I say that to Goo all the time.
Hey, and before you leave, I got to tell him, I'm working with guys that let me. Steiny goes, what's your Dodger Giant memory? I go, 04, the at-bat between Bonds and Eric Gagne. I know Butch is, and they didn't correct me. They let me call Gagne.
They might call him that around here, though.
Butch, but they didn't correct me. The text line had to help me. I'm feeling some type of way, man.
Your references are a little dusty. I'm not surprised that you're forgetting a guy from 23 years ago. When you said to me today that the Mr. Brady is the sitcom dad of your life, when did the Brady Bunch come out? The 60s? The 70s?
Shout out Brady Diaz. Yeah.
when you said that to me, dust came out of your mouth. All right, hey, boys, I got to hit this shot, this approach shot
here. Okay, take Stanley, it easy,
I got
baby. Happy Father's Day.
In. I'm going to hit a little 6-iron cut here. I
you
love
ain't
you
getting
both,
there.
Happy Father's Day.
You ain't getting there with a 6.
He's asked who he is.
All right, Joe, thanks a lot, buddy. Really appreciate it.
Oh, that was great. What a great show, man. I'm having a good time.
You can't hit 175 with a 6-iron.
That's fact, or?
That's a good poke.
Give me a basketball equivalent or a football equivalent or a baseball equivalent of what that exercise, what he's trying to get done.
Man, it's tough to do that way.
3rd and 28 and completing it, getting the first down.
You know what? Yeah, it's 3rd and 21.
Okay, but
3rd and 21.
That's a bear, but it does happen.
Yeah.
Let's go to Brandon. Brandon is in Los Gatos. What's up, Brandon? How are you, my man?
How's it going, my guys?
Hey.
Doing wonderful. Happy Father's Day.
Same to you.
So I have a quick 2-little-part story.
All right.
My dad and I were season ticket holders for the San Jose Sharks. I'm 37 now, but in 97 I was 10, and we scored tickets to the 1997 All-Star game in San Jose. It was a random selection process for the seating. We ended up scoring row 5 right where the players were introduced, and I got to meet Wayne Gretzky, Mario Lemieux, Martin Brodeur, Owen Nolan, Patrick Waugh, and I got pictures with all of them in my little photo album that I'm staring at right now. And one thing in life is that's what my dad and I bonded through were the Sharks.
Wow, that's awesome.
We had season tickets. Yeah, we had season tickets all the way up to 2021. So in 2016, was when we went to the Cup. Well, they give you the tickets ahead of time for the playoffs. So I'm looking through all the tickets for the, you know, upcoming playoffs, and I see my dad and I on the Game 7 ticket of the Stanley Cup, a picture of us from, like, 2014 or something.
Really?
Of me holding an inflatable cup up in the air and just standing there, and it was just a random photo, but it's one of the coolest memories I'll ever have. And, like, my dad cheered up when I showed it to him, and it was just it's a beautiful situation. You know, we didn't make it to Game 7. We lost, I think, in 6, but to still have that photo framed in my house of us on Game 7 ticket is just beautiful.
And is your dad still around, Brandon?
Absolutely. Good. So blessed.
Awesome.
Good. Great story, man. Thank you so much.
Damn, Steiny. Need a little tissue here today, man.
I know exactly what he means about the tickets, because they send them out early, and, you know, there'll be an image on a lot of the tickets. A lot of times it's a player or something like that. But it can be crowd shots and stuff. That's awesome.
Man.
That's really pretty cool.
Yeah, it is, man. All the stories, man. Yours too.
Hey, I'll give you a few more details on the other side, but it looks like we got a 4-pack of Giants tickets to give away between 1:15 and 1:45 today. So I'll give you more details on the other side, but we're giving away a 4-pack of Giants tickets to next Saturday's game against the Red Sox,
Oh, wow.
And we got Ron Wotus, NBC Sports Bay Area, also a special assistant to Buster Posey. He's coming up at 1, and so we'll give away the 4-pack after we talk to Ron Wotus, and we'll have another good 10-15 minutes before Ron Wotus to take some more of your stories. We're talking about how Pops, your dad, and
you love a sport?
Any parent you had, how responsible were they for your love of sports? And do you have a specific memory? Guru and I shared a couple involving our dads. Obviously, both our dads, big sports fans, and are a big part of the reason that we're here today. And you got a shot to give us some of your stories on the other side. 888-957-9570. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.